Welcome back. Today we're going to have another homebrew review. This is the next tasting. I think it's number two. I could be wrong. I didn't write down on this one what it was. So usually there's three or four tastings just to see how they go. 2 weeks, a month after that, and so on. So this is batch 16 of 2023. And what I've been doing, if you're a home brewer and you bottle, these are small batches, so I don't keg them. And just making so many small batches, I think as of now, the best way I've done is just put what batch it is, then go find the paper. So like I said, this is batch 16 of 23. So this is another take on the Treehouse. I will link that short down below where they went through like American IPA, Hazy IPA, Juicy IPA, New England IPA, whatever you want to call it. And they gave you some guidelines. Did I follow them 100%? No, making a smaller batch couldn't get all that. But this is using Magnum, Holler 2 Magnum, then Citra, Galaxy, and Raku hops. This one is 7.49% ABV. This was technically bottled on 11. I'm guessing that's 5. So this is technically, I think we're pushing it. We're just starting March here. When I'm doing this review, it could be another month before you guys see it. I've got so many loaded, but we'll see how it goes. But let's go ahead and get this open. This looks like one of the very full ones. Usually what you want to do is leave a little bit of headroom in there. But using those Mr. Beer, most of them have the new taps. If I remember, I'll put a picture up. But the old style were the party style where you just pull it down and it comes out. The new ones you actually have to rotate. And in that rotation, actually drop some. So after it stops and you keep going, it'll drop a little bit more. And this is one of them. Now, could you just pull it away and have a small bucket and put in there? Sure. But... 4 carbonation tabs, good smoke. Lately I've been having some of these, I like the small carbonation tabs better than the bigger ones. And I can't remember, was it like 6, 7, and 8, batches 6, 7, 8 from 2023? They were actually kind of over-carbed. I'm going to leave the rest in there. I do bottle directly out of the fermenter. Could you drink it? Yes, I'm just going to leave it in there. I was going to check because I believe this is using the Omega 402 yeast, not the typical 005 yeast. So that is a little different, which I want to try. What is it? Cosmic Punch, I believe it is. That's yeast. I want to try a different yeast. Actually, I've got another batch or another bag of that yeast to use too. So a little off color white, there's like some yellow coming up through there, pretty much all small bubbles. Hazy, I would say medium haze. I can see the bottom of the light box. Orangish, yellowish orange, more on the orange side. I mean, but if you're going New England IPA, sure. Citrus side, if you've been following my videos, if you haven't, please consider hitting that subscribe button. But usually when it's the orange color instead of that milky yellow, I say that it's on the citrus side instead of the fruitier side. Does that really make a difference, the color? Probably not. Let's go ahead and smell. I almost want to say like a light, dank, citrus fruit mix. Yeah, they're a little dankness, almost like a little stinky foot, maybe like a pomegranate, something like that. Yeah, that dankness is coming through, I think, the most. Maybe a little malty graininess in there, just a touch. And then... it's almost like the fruit and the citrus are balanced, but it's like the pith, the meaty part of both of them on the citrus side and on the fruit side. I said pomegranate, didn't I? Passion fruit. Like a little stinky passion fruit. There's something that is driving me crazy. Yeah, smells good. Let's go ahead and taste. More of like a sweet plus zesty bitterness on the citrus side. I almost want to say up front, there is a little dankiness to it in there, but like orange citrus, that's bringing the sweet. Then it's almost like a grapefruit rind bitterness in the back. I mean, that head, let's see if it'll show it. It's staying. It's got Carafoam in there, so we should keep that head. Yeah, more citrus. If anything, maybe in the back, maybe a little mango pineapple. Dank mango pineapple, I should say. Now, I'm getting a little grain. It tastes good. I like it. I want something to come out a little bit more. Maybe because, what, it's 4 months old? Almost 4 months old? It is 4 months old? Maybe some of that hops in there are starting to tone down. Some of the flavors or smells are starting to turn down. Oh my gosh, if I could talk. Tone down just a little bit. I tell you what, though, I could drink a lot of those. I don't taste the alcohol, but like I said, there's a little graininess, maybe very, very light. Wow. Syrup in there. Definitely carbed. Holy cow. Yeah, I think this works. Raku hops. I can't remember what they are or what the flavor profile is. But yeah, definitely something I think I want to play with just to see. I guess personally, I would tone down that dankness wherever it's coming from, the galaxy maybe, just a little bit. It seems like as you're drinking it and as your palate's getting used to it, it feels like it's ramping up and it just keeps going up. I could also say like the white part of a grapefruit, like in between the skin and the meat, that white part, it like keeps becoming more and it's a little too much. I didn't put the Beersmith numbers on here. But this is probably 60 IBUs, something like that, and it tastes all of that. If anything, maybe a little bit more perceived IBUs, bitterness in there. But yeah, overall, it's good. So yeah, if you make something with these hops, let me know what it is.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.